This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin held their first summit on Wednesday, with both men saying the talks were constructive and straightforward. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says his goal was to deliver his messages face-to-face, that he wants to cooperate with Moscow where possible and will respond to Russian aggression where needed.
I did what I came to do.
The two men agreed to send their ambassadors back to their posts and on a plan to replace a nuclear treaty. In other areas, though, they remain far apart: Ukraine, human rights, and cybersecurity. Through an interpreter, Putin denied involvement in cyber attacks on the U.S.
What do the state organs of Russia have to do with that? We are encountering the same threats.
The president says U.S. intelligence points to Russia and warned Putin of consequences if attacks continue.
The last thing he wants now is a Cold War.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Federal Reserve is sending a new signal on interest rates. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Fed policymakers are forecasting they'll raise the central bank's benchmark short-term rate twice by late 2023. That's sooner than previous forecasts, which signaled no hike likely before 2024. The Fed's low interest rate policies have helped fuel a swift rebound from the recession brought on by the coronavirus pandemic, but they've also coincided with rising inflation. The central bank boosted its forecast for inflation to 3.4% by the end of this year. In a statement following its latest policy meeting, the Fed also says it expects the coronavirus pandemic will have a diminishing effect on the economy as vaccinations increase. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The news from the Federal Reserve unnerved investors on Wall Street, and all three major indices closed in negative territory. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The European Union moved a step closer Wednesday to deploying its massive pandemic recovery fund, with a top executive going to Portugal and Spain to announce the bloc's initial endorsement of their national spending plans. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen visited Portugal first, which was the first of the EU's 27 countries to formally present ideas for spending its share of the $970 billion earmarked last year to help countries out of sharp economic downturn caused by the pandemic. Von der Leyen then crossed the border to visit Madrid, where she met with Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to give the stamp of approval to Spain's plan to use nearly $85 billion in grant money. Prime Minister Jean Castex says France will remove the requirement to wear face masks outdoors and end a nightly coronavirus curfew 10 days early. The announcement comes as France reported about 3,900 daily virus cases on average, down from more than 35,000 in the March to April peak. Castex welcomed what he called very good news and said the 8-month 11 p.m. curfew would lift on Sunday rather than June 30th. More than 58% of France's adult population has received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose. On Tuesday, vaccinations were open to 12 to 18-year-olds as part of a push to protect the nation as restrictions are gradually being lifted. European Union members agreed Wednesday to recommend a gradual lifting of coronavirus travel restrictions on tourists entering the EU from the United States. The move was adopted during a meeting in Brussels of the permanent representatives to the 27-nation bloc. The EU recommendation is non-binding, and national governments have authority to require test results or vaccination records and to set other entry conditions. The U.S. Justice Department has dropped its lawsuit against former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who'd written a book about his time in the Trump administration. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The Trump administration sued last year to block the release of John Bolton's book, The Room Where It Happened, and to recover copies that had already been distributed, saying it contained classified information. The book painted a behind-the-scenes, unflattering account of former President Trump's foreign policy dealings with China and Ukraine, alleging he made requests for political assistance from leaders of both countries. The Biden administration's filed a document in federal court dismissing the lawsuit against Bolton, whose lawyers say a grand jury investigation into the book's publication also has been dropped. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.